and welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis. With us today, Brittany Holliday. She is Director of Community Engagement at the Village of Arts and Humanities. And welcome.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me, Laura.
I'm going to admit that the way I discovered you was an exhibit at the Philadelphia Airport.
It's even more exciting.
Mm-hmm. And it was exciting. And I said, I have to know more about this organization. And then to discover 40 years of working in the neighborhoods and with vibrant programming. And I said, you've got to come in here and share this wonderful success story.
I love that. I love that. The airport exhibit actually just got recently taken down. So we're receiving some of those pieces, I believe, next week, and super excited. They left it up for pretty much a year, which most of the exhibits have been up for about like 6 months. So it was really exciting. And we've gotten a lot of great feedback. It was nice to just be able to highlight what we're doing in such a public space.
Yeah. Well, for anyone who's unfamiliar, can you give us that elevator speech real quick, just the overview and mission of the Village of Arts and Humanities?
Yeah, so the Village of Arts and Humanities, we're a nearly 40-year-old community revitalization organization, and we're located in the Fairhill Hartranft neighborhood of Philadelphia, 19133. And our mission overall, we're supporting Black artists, community residents, in a way to like imagine, design, and build a more just future. So we do a lot of things here, and we're engaging a lot of community members on a variety of projects.
And the people that you're engaging here, the age range is the whole gamut, isn't it?
Intergenerational, yes, yeah. So we do have a youth program that primarily focuses on 14 to 19-year-olds. We have a couple programs that focus on like 19 to 25 young adults. And in the previous years of our 40 years, we've gone as young as kindergarten, so very small, which we do hope to bring back more young programming. But overall, we're focused on intergenerational programming. So we do a lot of things with our elders, with our youth. We like to bring everybody together, too. So it's everybody.
Well, that describes a community. And one of the things that struck me from your website, that one of the purposes, one of your missions is to address the physical and cultural erasure of Black communities.
Yeah.
And by bringing a community in to participate in this one area, you are maintaining this community. Do you want to talk a little bit about who you're serving, who is coming to the Village?
Yeah, so I think it would be, you know, I'd have to always honor Arthur Hall, who is the founder of the Ile Ife Humanitarian Center, which is the hub of the Village of Arts and Humanities. So it's our main building, and it's where he came and started a large dance group here, as well as African drumming. And so he's the person who kind of founded this area, and kind of art has grown from there. Lilie came later on and also helped us do some mosaics with community members, and it's kind of blossomed from there. But our focus in this area is to provide the people in this community, Black artists, Black residents, with this intergenerational healing. So we're focusing on art, we're focusing on our youth. We do a lot around social justice and a lot around neighborhood revitalization. So we also own a lot of property in our neighborhood in order to honestly make sure that our people have access to it. So that's really what we do. A lot of different things kind of make that happen, but yeah.
So you started out as a dance program, or a project, and it has grown. Do you want to talk a little bit about the campus? Because it was funny, before we began taping this morning, you mentioned that you had been a teacher at a neighboring school and you would go there for escape and to revitalize your, you know, recharge the senses. So talk a little bit about the actual property and what you see when you walk through, for someone who's not maybe a member yet or hasn't participated in any of the programming.
So, the Village is sacred space, I like to tell everybody. It is very beautiful. It is something that is, I consider all of the pieces here art in general, just the buildings, the structure, the mosaics that are here. We're compromised about 14 different art parks over the years, and not all of this property is owned by the Village any longer. But if you drive through North Philly and you see these statues, these beautiful mosaics, sculptures, these pieces, you know that the Village had a hand in it. There's a piece of it that's still there. So overall, we've got a bunch of different murals that are also in the area. And for me, it was a place. I worked in a school that's also a very close to me, still to this day, Hope Partnership, right in the area, who's another partnership, a partner in the village, is also with the Literacy Project. And just it's a place that we could bring the young people. It's a place that I would come to just relax. We have beautiful murals, beautiful sculptures, beautiful seating. It's kind of like this oasis in the middle of sometimes, I think, a chaotic world. So that's what I think the village has brought, at least for me. I think people talk about North Philly in a lot of ways that can be very quote unquote negative, right? And the village has shown that there's a lot of joy in spaces that other people might consider quote unquote bad.
So many of us only know neighborhoods by the feeder, the connectors, the major roads that go through there. So you only see the tire shops and the cell phone companies. You don't see the people who live in this area that form their own village and have their own community, you know, within this neighborhood. And do you want to talk a little bit about the neighborhood?
It's definitely, to me, vibrant. So the village is in the Fairhill Hartranft neighborhood of the city. And in our neighborhood, people talk about some of the negative things. I don't like to say that, but I feel like that's what it's been known for, you know, low median income, violence, whatever, all these things that people can talk about. But I believe that this community has created also a space of joy, a space of safety, a space of community. And I think that a lot of the people here have been here for generations, and are still wanting to make sure that their future generations have a space to be that's safe, that they feel provided for, that that's taken care of. So the village wouldn't be able to operate or be in this space if it wasn't for all the community members, if it wasn't for all of the other supporting organizations or community leaders that we've worked with, people who are already deeply rooted in the community. The word village wouldn't even, I think that's a, it's a culmination of that, because if it wasn't for those people, we wouldn't be able to be here today.
How do you lure the young people in?
Ooh. So
I'm
one
just
thing
asking that, you know.
I like that you asked. So I think on one front, right? Like, I think the village is a space that any artist adult would have loved to have as a young person. So I'm also an artist, a hand letter, a calligrapher, and I think as a child, if I would have had something like the village, it would have been a phenomenal space. So I think one of the big draws is, for an artist, we have a paid internship for teenagers. So 14 to 19 year olds can come here and learn about a variety of artist studio topics. So we have a fashion design studio, we have a clay and ceramic studio, we have a farm called Philly Earth, where we have trained young farmers. We have natural hair care, creative writing, digital illustration, music production, vocal expression, photography, and film. So we offer a variety. I feel like I'm missing one step. Dance, of course, dance. So there, we offer a variety of, you know, studios that young people can choose from, and I think that that is drawing itself in automatically. I also think that we provide a very safe space for all types of kids, right? So I definitely think that we have kids from every type of school in the city, whether that's a special admission, citywide, charter, homeschool, cyber, Catholic, private. We have a kid from every single area. And I think that one of the things that the village does well is it allows for kids to seriously, honestly, make friends. I've heard many kids say, like, I made a friend here today. This is, you know what I mean? So just in general, if you can make a friend, make some art, I think that draws people in. I personally feel like we have an amazing staff. So people who that the kids can relate to, that are funny, that they make the space just an enjoyable space to be in. And so, yeah, I think there's a combination of things. I also think that the kids bring other kids. So I feel like the biggest thing for us for recruitment is somebody bringing their friend, like, you know, Miss Holiday, can Laura join too? So there's always a recruitment that happens that way as well. And generational. So we have a lot of young people whose families have been to the village, whose aunt or grandmom or sister or cousin or uncle went through the village as well. So I think that that's kind of what also brings people here. A lot of word of mouth and a lot of just like outstretched hands, trying to make sure that people can have this kind of experience.
If you are just joining us, I'm Laura Lewis, and my guest today is Brittany Holliday. She is Director of Community Engagement for the Village of Arts and Humanities. Learn more about their amazing programming for the young and the old, for all in the community, at villagearts.org. That's villagearts.org. And while you are there, check out all of the great programming, but check out the videos too. Videos on environmentally friendly fashion design. They have another one on their community murals that inspire caring and curious conversations. And there is a really remarkable documentary about Arthur Hall and the village founding. We just talked about him briefly earlier, but all of this is found at villagearts.org. When I was a kid, it was, I want to be a doctor. I want to do hair, or I want to ride a fire truck. And today's kids growing up on social media and the vast amount of televised programming that is available to them, fashion and all of these things that you were describing, this is a place where you can actually touch these ideas. And today's kids are more entrepreneurial than I was. I never thought about, I'm going to start a T-shirt line, or I'm going to have a store. It was always, job. And the kids today are so much different. And these are opportunities that springboard not just artistic expression, but our careers.
Yeah. I think that's a part of the two main things, even within the program. I think we want you to be able to survive off of your art, right? So if you want to become an artist and you want to be able to like make money off of your art, you can do that. They're all learning from some of the most amazing teaching artists, people that I was like fans of before I even joined the village, like that's how amazing these teaching artists are. But there's also an aspect of healing that I think happens at the village. So not only am I learning how to turn my art form into something that can help me, just sustain myself, right? Provide some type of economic mobility. But I also am learning how to heal through art and learning how to process emotions, learning how to cope, learning how to deal with some of the hard things that are going on in and around my life. So I think those two things, I feel like the village does well with the young people and adults, too. But I'm, speaking for the youth program. Yeah.
Well, now, is this a sneaky way, though, to introduce social justice and in the talk about leadership? And equality is, how do you tie all of these programs together with these ideas and this mission for the community?
And we're not even sneaky about it. We're transparent, I think, when it comes to social justice here at the village. So for us, our young people have also done a lot around community organizing, and they've gotten some training around that. We do a lot of things around, what are the topics that you're passionate about now? Because adults are passionate about a lot of things, right? But what do kids care about? What are their passions? What do they want to see change in society? So we have a lot of conversations like that. Fridays, that kind of happens with a lot of our young people. And also, I think it's exposing them to the things that are going on in the neighborhood as well. So whether that is RCO meetings or like just knowing that they have the ability to make a change in their community. We do a lot around civic engagement and local government. So just exposing them to a lot of different things, I feel like that's how we've been able to do it. We've also done some diversion in the past. We want to continue to do that with some of our youth. So a lot of it has been, we've done it in various ways, I'd say that. Philly Earth has done some projects with the JCC. So everybody's kind of doing different things that I feel like kind of combine all three, whether that's youth empowerment overall, neighborhood and equitable revitalization, and social justice. Those are our three kind of points that we focus on as the village as a whole. And then it kind of breaks down from there as to everybody's different kinds of different projects.
So the Earth Project.
Oh, JCC. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So you do that. So and obviously we see the mosaic work. Now, is that the work of your visiting artists, or is that a project that the students and the kids did? But how do you project this art back out into the community once they do it, once they do that fashion project, or once they've accomplished this project? How do you push it back out to us?
Yeah, so the mosaic pieces really started with Lily Ye, who came into Philadelphia and found this area, right? And a lot of what was happening in our community, it was hit really heavy with the crack epidemic, and there was a lot of things happening here, and a lot of land that was kind of vacant and open. And when she came to the community, she met with Big Man Jojo, some of our ancestors here, and basically began building outside. And a lot of us at the village are like, we wish we could have worked at the village back in the day, building mosaics with everybody. What an experience. So that's how the mosaics have come to be. We also have a clay and ceramic studio. And in previous years, we did a lot of mosaics around that. So if you came here, you would see there's mosaics on our floors, there's mosaics on walls. We have preserved a lot of our mosaics also because of the homes are also pretty old here as well. So we've done a lot of preservation, but the art is reflected in terms of we had visiting artists coming here, but we've also had multiple other projects. The kids definitely have a showcase every year. We have a showcase next Friday. If you're interested in coming, 5 to 7 at the village, they perform. It's like a giant, giant show. It's really, really great. We also do a lot of work around certain exhibits. So we've had like staying power here. Right now, the biggest thing that we just finished was a mural for our Literacy Rich initiative. We've done two murals so far, and they're I Spy murals in the community. So a variety of ways that we're still incorporating art. It's really with us every day, though, you know?
Now, you just alluded to a literacy project, and you've got the Fairhill Heart Trans ABCs, and spoken word is very important to the village as well, right? Is
Everything. Yeah. So
so
we've done spoken word in the past. We
okay.
also have creative writing as a studio for young people. So yeah.
Okay, so the ABCs are very important because obviously you want to make sure that everybody can participate in this. And so can you want to talk a little bit about this and some other the future programs that you've got coming up?
Yeah, so we are a part of something called the Literacy Rich Neighborhood Initiative, funding from William Penn Foundation. We're part of four different organizations in the city. The Indo-Chinese American Council, Plaintes de la Salud, and Mount Airy CDC. And we receive funding to kind of experiment with what does literacy look like in our neighborhood. Literacy rates in our community have been low. And in 2021, we started a steering committee. I was on it, some youth were on it, we had some of our elders on it, all to talk about literacy and what it means to us and what does quote unquote literacy rich, a neighborhood that was filled with literacy, what would it look like? What would it sound like? What would it feel like? So we had a very big discussion around that. And basically, through this process, we've worked with some of our partners to develop a whole bunch of different activities and initiatives for our neighborhood. So right now, we're trying basically to encourage these curious conversations around literacy with our neighbors and with our family. So when we started this, a lot of it was like, do we focus on phonetics? Do we focus on like, can people read? Do we focus on little kids? Do we focus on adult learners? Where do we begin? So I think the overall pro idea was, let's just focus on everybody. How do we make sure that everyone's even talking to each other? How do we make sure we're sharing stories? How do we make sure that there's like appreciation for language in like all of its forms and not just in what we consider phonetics or actual just basic reading and writing? And so through that, we've gotten a bunch of different like projects, I would say. So I started with the mural because that's one of my favorites. I'm like a doodler, and Kyle Confer, who's an amazing doodle artist, came and did two murals. Incorporating doodles from our neighborhood. So, for instance, at Clymer, our mural has like their mascot on it, their core values as a school, but also specific things to our neighborhood. So, like we've got the Good and Plenty Factory on our wall. Like, there's a bunch of things. So the idea is that if you're a family and you're walking down the street, you can play I Spy on this mural about the things in your neighborhood. So that's kind of how we started. But we've also got, I think, a bunch of plans for future implementation. So the biggest thing right now that we have is we've installed 26 giant letters throughout our neighborhood to start a scavenger hunt. And so that's one of the big things that I'm excited about. The letters just went up, and like the A for ancestors is at the historic Fairhill Cemetery, where a lot of our abolitionists are buried. The leader of the Underground Railroad is buried there. So we're hoping that, when people make their stop at the A, you're not only learning about the letter A, right? But you're learning about some ancestors that are here from our community. We're able to have more conversation, more dialogue. And hopefully not just amongst our kids and our adults, but amongst everybody.
When you said literacy in our neighborhood, and I'm thinking, no, literacy everywhere right now.
Everywhere.
We're developing it, and again, I mentioned social media earlier, and we're developing a pictorial language almost now, and this is exciting. And you've talked a little bit about partnerships, various partnerships, and you do work with a lot of different organizations and funders from Pew on. Do you want to talk a little bit about your space in that?
Yeah, so William Penn Foundation is founding us, but right now we also are working with Read by Fourth, the Hartshorne Playground Alliance, One's Up, the Lily Moreno Library, Joyful Readers, Urban Creators, Hope Partnership for Education, Historic Fairhill, Read by Fourth, and John Hartshorne Elementary School. So a bunch of people are involved in this project, and that's not even counting the amazing business partners and community members and schools that are in the area who are also supporting the initiative. We have a scavenger hunt booklet. It just arrived and we're super excited about it. We're going to be distributing them into our neighborhood so that people have the opportunity to visit every letter, and kind of just learn and have a neighborhood game, We also have these amazing conversation card decks that are also. The idea is to encourage conversation. So each of the schools, we're hoping that all the classrooms will get a card deck and be able to share that as well.
We've talked so much about young people, and we're running out of time. Do you want to talk a little bit about the neighborhood as an entirety, engagement programming for the older folk and for families, et cetera? And then how do we get involved? And you mentioned businesses just then. So what are you looking for from the community to come back to you?
Yeah, so I think Fairhill Hartshorne has an abundance of partners and people doing amazing work. And I think we are all in an area right now where we're trying to connect each other and build an ecosystem to support Fairhill Hartshorne in the ways that it hasn't been able to be supported in many years in the past. So now I think overall, to me, honoring, I think, the people that are already here through storytelling too. So even with this, we have, I'm going to mention Leo's, which is a clothing store on our Ave. They're super important to it. They have the K for King. And if it wasn't for so many community neighbors and businesses that are in our area to support this initiative, we wouldn't be able to kind of like have this take place. A couple of things that we've got coming up, our reading captains training is October 1st. From 5:30 to 7, and it's super intergenerational. We're hoping that we can get 100 reading captains trained. It'll be the biggest reading captain record for Read by Fourth for North Philly. You have to be 18 or older to become a reading captain, but we're hoping that everybody can come out. And that's all intergenerational. So everybody, please come become a reading captain so that we can, kind of continue this work. We're also we have a website, fairhillhartshorneabcs.org, and on that website we have all kinds of resources that people can go to and the events that are going to be coming up for us.
And for someone who hears this and they want to get involved, and maybe they want to take these classes, they don't know a teen who's recruiting them. And your programming is, now correct me if I am wrong, it's amazingly free for
All
this
free.
and all free. And how long do programs last? Are they
Yeah,
after
so
school or during the day?
yeah, so if you're interested, so all free, most of our programs are free. We'll let you know if they cost, but Reading Captain training is free. Our youth program, which will start, we're ending for the summer, but it'll start back up in the fall, probably October. You can find all this information at villagearts.org. We also host intergenerational open community events in our farm and some other things on our land. So it's not just, youth programming. We offer Just stay tuned. We have a whole bunch of different projects that are already happening, but that will be happening. Also on Instagram, I think Instagram's like the quickest way to follow us. And that's Village Philly. And for the, like I said, if you want to learn more about Fairhill Hartshorne ABC, that's a separate thing. So fairhillhartshorneabc.org.
And those are easy to find, obviously. And we didn't even get into your visiting artists programming, your artist in residency. But it sounds so, no matter what your age, whether it be reading captains, giving back, or participating in these community conversations, there's a way to get involved with the community for any age level or whatever interest or time you have.
Yes, anything, honestly. I mean, we have people come and volunteer on our farm. We have people come, and we just had mock interviews with our young people. So we had a bunch of different teaching artists and professionals from the city come in and just help do mock interviews with our young people. We have different community events that people can come to. So if you are interested in any way, shape, or form in supporting us, we are always welcome. Always, yeah.
And of course, you can find out more information about all of your programming and the events that are open to the public and learn more about the Reading Captain training coming up on October 1st. And you find all of that out at villagearts.org. That's villagearts.org. You can follow them on Instagram at The Village Philly, all one word, obviously. And for the reading program and the scavenger hunt information, all of that, go to fairhillhearttrampabc.org. And I'm going to spell that for you. Hartranft is HARTRANFT. That's HARTRANFT. So it's fairhillhearttrampabc.org. Org. You'll find information there about all the programming, everything that we've talked about today, and so much more, because we really didn't get into enough today. We missed out on the farm, which is just an amazing thing unto itself. With 30 seconds, talk us a little bit about the farm.
The farm is amazing. We run an internship for young people. We have an orchard. They just got done picking some peaches, some figs. We're going to have garlic. They make a whole bunch of different things. We have a cob oven for pizza. We have a hydroponics, a whole lot of things that happen at the Village in Philly Earth. Shout out to our interns who work on the farm. They come in earlier than everybody else. And it's amazing.
And you can find out more information about that. And you can watch videos, too, because you have some amazing videographers that are doing a great, great work talking about your mission and the programming through art of video making. So all of that can be found there as well. Villagearts.org on Instagram at The Village Philly. And for the ABC's program, fairhillhearttrampedabc.org. My guest. Oh, you know what? I didn't say parting words. Parting words. What's the takeaway today?
I think overall, continue to spread joy despite what's going on in the world, because I know that there's a lot happening, and the Village is a space that I think shines a lot of joy and reminds us that what we're doing is really positive, and there's a lot of joy in some dark spaces. So I think that that's what we want to take away from it. And also, let's continue to have more difficult conversations, more courageous conversations. Let's do that.
And again, go to villagearts.org for more information. My guest today, Brittany Holliday. She is Director of Community Engagement at the Village of Arts and Humanities, villagearts.org. And thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you very much, Laura.
And just one more time, we're going to go over them. Villagearts.org. And for the Reading Captain program, fairhillhearttrampedabc.org. And you can always follow them on Instagram at The Village Philly. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.